Welcome back to the Jordan Syatt Mini Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. This is a very exciting podcast. You're going to want to listen to this. It is the second episode that I'm doing with Inner Circle member Carolyn. Now, I will link the first episode that I did with Carolyn in the show notes if you haven't listened to that yet. To recap, Carolyn and I spoke on our first call when she was beginning the 90-day Unicorn Strong Challenge within the Inner Circle. And she was really struggling with binge eating. She was really struggling with her relationship with food. She was really struggling with weight loss. She was really struggling with being okay with eating more calories. There was a lot of mental and emotional struggle Carolyn was having. So we had our first call, which again, I'll put the link to that in the show notes. And this was our second call. So Carolyn has been doing the Unicorn Strong Challenge for just over a month now, and we go over all of her progress, all of her weight loss, her relationship with food, how many binges she had. Spoiler alert, she had zero binges. Just got to throw that out there. She's been crushing it. And we go over all aspects of her training and nutrition. We spoke about how she went and did cake testing for her upcoming wedding and all about that. There's a lot discussed in this episode. So make sure you listen to the first one if you haven't listened to that yet. And I really hope you enjoy this episode. And there's going to be one more episode with Carolyn at the end of this next month to keep track of all of her progress so you can see how she does. But Carolyn, you have blown me away. Huge congratulations. And with all of that said, enough rambling, Jordan. I'm just going to get into this episode, enjoy it. And that's it. I'm going to stop talking.
Okay, so I'm super excited. Before we hopped on the call, I just listened to our entire first podcast together just so I could like make sure I remembered everything. That was a great talk, just for whatever that's worth. I was listening. I was like, man, this is a really good talk. So before we get into everything, just tell me how you are. How's everything? How's life?
Good. Everything's been going great. It was kind of exciting seeing like in the Inner Circle, like everyone's reaction to it, because obviously anyone who hops on this is going to be super vulnerable and really nervous. And I had a lot of friends reach out outside the Inner Circle too, and all just positive feedback. And it felt good because I felt like I kind of laid out a lot, like even just giving my weight. And it was weird. It was like refreshing, like saying it out loud to the world, like makes me way more comfortable just saying it in my everyday life, which is kind of weird to say.
I love that. It reminds me of something that Gary Vaynerchuk told me a long time ago, to the effect of, he said, your insecurities are the jail of your emotions. And it's one of those things where, did you ever see the movie 8 Mile with Eminem?
Of course. Yeah.
Like one of the best movies of all time, like super, super good movie. Maybe it can't be one of the best of all time. There's some really good, but like, it's a great movie.
It's definitely a great movie. Unexpectedly yeah. Great.
And the scene in that movie, do you remember where there's like the rap battle and Eminem?
Yeah, he picks on his name.
And Eminem, most people, when they do like a rap battle, they would attack the other person. But Eminem, just said everything that he knew the guy would say about him. He's like, I'm this and I'm that, and you're going to make fun of this and you're going to make fun of that. And by the time the other guy was up, like, he had nothing else to say because Eminem had put all of his own insecurities out there first. It's like, by you putting it all out there and talking about it, not just with me, but being vulnerable and willing enough to share it publicly, it's, you own it now. It's nothing right. to be insecure about anymore because you owned it. I love that. That makes me so happy to hear.
Yeah. Before, in the past, I think if anyone ever asked me, I would just say like, oh, I have X amount to lose, but I wouldn't have said I'm this weight. And now I just don't even care. Cause it's just funny. Cause everyone's reaction is always like, oh, you don't look it. And it's like, how do you define that? You know what I mean? Like,
what does that mean? I've never.
Yeah, like 180 on me is going to be different than somebody who's 6'5" and somebody who's muscular versus somebody who's 4'2". Like, that's just always funny to me. Like, oh, you don't look it. Like, should I be offended by that? Like, should I look heavier than what I am? I don't understand.
I feel like, and again, I'm sure. Can you hear the beeping in the background? I'm going to have a conniption.
I don't hear it.
It is. It's just killing me. The whole you don't look at thing, I feel like people got to be really careful with that, because whether we're talking about weight, we're talking like, people have told me, like, I'm like, yeah, I'm Jewish, and they'll be like, oh, you don't look it. I'm like, what right. the fuck is
what stereotype
wrong?
Are you hitting on? Like, what is this? What does that mean?
What would possess someone to say like, oh yeah, I'm Jewish, oh, you don't look it? It's like, what are you talking about?
Right. Should I have a shirt that says I'm Jewish? Like, I don't understand.
The only time that I could see, like, imagine off the top of my head where maybe that's an okay thing to say is, like, someone's like, oh, yeah, I'm this age. Or like, oh, you don't look it. Well, you look younger. I guess that would be the better thing
right.
to say. Anyway, so, yeah, so overall, you've had a great response to it, which is incredible.
Yeah, it felt good.
So talk to me. Before we dive into what you've done, I want you to just give me a refresher of what you remember from our first talk. And I'll put, for everyone listening, I'll put a link to the first episode that you and I did together in the show notes. So if people haven't listened to it, they can catch up. But what do you remember from our first call? And what was your main focus going into this first month?
So the main focus and like what I remember was to learn to be okay with higher kales, to not let just if you have a shitty day, just snowball into multiple shitty days or multiple shitty meals.
Mm-hmm.
And just be okay with the process. And I think that's my biggest takeaway is learning to be okay with it. And I'll kind of touch on that like when we get deep into it, because at one point I had emailed you halfway through and I think it is like a funny timing of when I emailed you compared to like my stats.
Okay.
But,
well, good.
Just learning to be like okay with enjoying food and life is definitely probably all of our biggest takeaways.
Yes, without question. And this is the reason I wanted to listen to it back, just so like I fully understood what, because for me, anytime I'm establishing a goal, I want to make sure I know like what is the first and foremost main goal. And so right. when we got off the last call, the main goal we were focusing on was making sure you improved your relationship with food. Like that right. was number one. And you even said towards the end of the call, we had the whole conversation around, you were talking about how you were worried about, well, what if I increase my calories, like you're saying, I eat more than I am, and I get to the end of the month and I don't make any weight loss progress.
Right.
We had the whole conversation around that. And I thought that was such a I don't know if poignant is the right word for that. I don't really know the definition of poignant, but I feel like it would go
just
here.
Feels fitting, right?
Feels right. It was a very poignant part of this discussion, but I thought
like
that
an SAT word. I feel like
it's exactly right. It would definitely be a word that if I was in a spelling bee, I would not know because I know there's a G in there somewhere. But that was a really wonderful way to sort of end the discussion, talking about how this isn't a race. It's not a time. There's no timeline here.
Right.
And
because you feel like you're wasting your time.
It's such a common concern that people have. They feel like, oh, well, what if I get to the end of this and I've just wasted all that time? It's like, well, this is why we need to have something to focus on so we know what the goal is. And for you, number one goal focus, improving relationship with food, tracking binges. I know that was a big part of what we discussed, making sure you were tracking how well you did from a binging perspective over the month. So with all that being said, talk to me, fill me in. How's it going?
Sure. So I think it went really well. So I did lose some weight. So I can't say that like my mentality around dieting is 100%. Like I still feel like my success came from the fact that I lost a few pounds. But mentally, from like the day to day, I definitely felt a lot better. Like as I would say, like eat a higher day or if I had a day that I missed, and I didn't see the scale go like crazy back to day one. Like, I know that's not the end all be all, but it was like nice seeing like what I know shown, if that makes sense. So like I ate more, the scale didn't spike. So it's kind of like this, like, okay, stick with it. Like, I don't really know how to explain it, I guess.
I'm looking at the spreadsheet you sent right now, and which is great because you logged everything. This is phenomenal. It looks like you ate higher calorie. So you did what I wanted you to do. You increased your calories and it looks like your high over the first month in terms of your high weight was 184.2. And
yep.
That was on March 2nd. And it
yeah,
looks
it was
like your low was right around 178.4 or so. I think that is the lowest that I see, 178.4 on March 21st. So, I mean, that's what, 6 pounds or so?
Yeah. So it was, that was like the most refreshing part was like when I did have a high day, it was always interesting that like the next days when my weight went down, but like the days where I was like, oh, I only ate like 1500 calories, I'm going to see a decrease. More times than not, it didn't decrease. So it was like that kind of helped shape my mentality for the better. Like it was like, okay, I'm not seeing these tremendous gains or losses technically in my, like what I'm aiming for. So I didn't see these tremendous losses from eating so low, but I actually saw losses on days where I didn't work out and I ate higher calories. So it was kind of like, okay, so they're really like, I can't control it. You know what I mean? So it's just stick to the plan.
That's exactly right.
And let what happens happen.
You can't control it. And this is why, and I, as I was listening to our last conversation, I was so glad that I brought this up. I was like, Carolyn, you cannot compare your weight to any day in the first month, right? Because we're only comparing month to month, right? And that's the most important. So all of the weigh-ins from March 1 until March 31, that's all data collection. Now we're going to compare month 2, and that's the next thing that we'll look at is the second month. Once you have all those data points filled out, we'll compare that. What I am looking at right now, because it's already, we're about a week, almost a week into the second month. So month 1, day 1, March 1st, you were 183.8. Month 2, day 1, on April 1st, you're 180.2. Right. You see that?
Yeah.
And so now month 1, day 2, on March 2nd, you were 184.2. On month 2, day 2, on April 2nd, you're 179.6. On month 1, day 3, you were 183.6. That was March 3rd. Month 2, day 3, on April 3rd, you're 179.2. We are seeing an average of about a 3-pound decrease over the first month. Do you realize how fucking incredible that is?
Yeah, I was like, I think our original goal was anywhere from a 0.5 pound to a pound. So
that's exactly right. A week, right?
Yeah, it was really nice to have like roughly 3 to 4 pounds coming off in the first month. And the funny thing was on, I think it was like at midway to the end of week 2, I think it was, I had emailed you and I was like, hey, I'm 2 weeks in, I haven't lost shit. Should I do something different? Should I change my calories? Should I add more in? And you basically, for lack of better terms, you're like, shut up and just stick to it. So I did. And then week 3 was when I had like the most progress. And it's funny because in the past, week 3 would have been the week I would have given up, like for sure, 100%.
Crazy
I would have given up.
That works. I love knowing this. Thank you for the honesty on that.
kept like a little journal the first 2 weeks, and it was such sporadic thought process. Like I think I tried to force myself to be happier than what I was, but it was interesting. Once I hit week 3, I was like, okay, and now I feel good, like moving forward, knowing that it's just. Stay on track.
This makes me so happy, and this spreadsheet is incredible. I wish there was way on the podcast. No, this is incredible to see because I love this, and I wish there was a way to show this on a podcast, like so people could see this. Yeah. But and I
you
love the way
you can share it's
set
it if you want.
Up.
So feel
oh,
free.
You know what? Maybe when I publish the podcast, I'll share this on my story so people can see it.
Yeah, I don't mind.
But it's so cool. Because you can see side to side. And this is what I always talk about. I always talk about you compare March 1 to April 1. You compare March 2nd to April 2nd. And I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at this right now. And it's so cool to see that I would say the majority of days in March, you were in the 180s. Towards the end of week 3 and in week 4, you broke into the 170s more consistently.
Yep.
Now, on month 2, you had one day in the 180s and the rest you're in the 170s. So what we're seeing here is the quintessence of what I discuss when I talk about a trend, where it's like all we're looking for is the trend going in the right direction. Now, it's so cool because it's not rapid weight loss, which is amazing. We're not chasing rapid weight loss. The main goal here was improve relationship with food, stay consistent. And if you lose weight as well, amazing. But like I said when we last spoke, I don't care. If you lost zero weight, I wouldn't have cared as long as relationship with food was better. But clearly, your weight is moving in the right direction, and it's right in line with what you said. I think the words you use is you would be ecstatic if by the end of the 90 days, you lost somewhere between 6 to 12 pounds. So you are very much on track for that, which is incredible. Now, with all of that said, I want to know, how are you mentally, emotionally? Talk to me about the relationship with food. How's that been?
It's actually been, I feel like you're a magician. It's actually been great. So like,
get out of town.
It's weird. Like, I just, I don't know. As soon as you said to me on the last podcast, Carolyn, I don't think you're going to binge again, it was like this snap where it was like, I'm not gonna. And like, I just didn't. So there were days where I ate more. Like, I had days where I ate outside of my calorie range, but it was controlled. So like, we had for our wedding, we had to go cake tasting, and there was just no way for me to calculate it. And it's actually the March 29th. So it was the day I haven't read with no calories.
Yeah.
I just ate like a normal person, didn't go crazy, didn't tell myself like, eat all of these leftovers so that way they're not in the house tomorrow. I just felt good. And I mean, I don't think I gained like half a pound, so I really didn't gain anything. So I don't know. There's like no stress around it now. Like, I don't feel like I need to just like wild out and consume an entire bag of something. And I really like having the high low days. I didn't think I would, but it's like nice having a way to like plan in something fun. Like, I always eat the same pretty much every day, like lunch and breakfast and dinner are usually all the same just for ease, but I'll plan like an extra fun lunch for whatever high day I have. Or if I know I'm gonna be going out somewhere and I can't really calculate it that well, I'll use that as the high day. So I don't know. I really like it so far.
This is incredible. And there's a lot that I love here. I'm almost like just speechless. I'm just so happy to hear all of this. I just have to say, you did an incredible job. I'm very proud of you. I'm very, very proud of you.
Thanks.
You very much could have just, it's a real possibility for you to have just stopped communicating with me, like given up after I sent you the response saying, shut the fuck up, keep going. You could just be like, you know what, screw this. You could have been like, gotten out of the inner circle. Like, what, I'm going to do something else. That's a real possibility. That is a real possibility. And you didn't, and you stuck with it. And even, and especially when it was most difficult, you continued to stick with it. And so I just want you to know, I don't say it lightly, I'm very, very proud of you and incredibly impressed.
Well, thank you. I mean, honestly, a lot of it helped knowing I had this check-in, like even just from like an ego standpoint, I didn't want to come in here and look like an idiot, or I didn't want to like disappoint you or have nothing to talk about. Like, what if I just got to the end of month and I was like, yeah, I gave up after I shot you that email. Like, it was almost just like, stick with it. Like, what's the worst that happens? You don't lose anything. Then he's just going to readjust it for month two.
That's exactly right. Worst case scenario, we'd have just readjusted. But like, this is better than the best case scenario. Like, this is better than I imagined. Like, you did so well. And for whatever it's worth, like, I know that it helps to have accountability. Like, I know that it helps. Like, of course. And we even spoke about that on the call, about the importance of having this call, how it would help keep you motivated. And at the very least, it would help keep you accountable for the next 3 months.
Right.
And part of my goal with these 3 months is so that by the end of it, even if you don't have the accountability of a call with me, you will have proven to yourself how things work. And so much, like, I think even just the lesson of, if at the end of these 3 months, the only lesson you learned, which is, it's not going to be the only lesson because you already learned more, but let's say at the end of the 3 months, the only lesson you learned was that you usually quit right around week three. But it was right around week three of being consistent that you actually started to see the drop. Like, if that's all you learned, that would be enough for you, not just in weight loss, not just in fitness, but in life, to keep going even when something feels like it's not working, right? Even that lesson is critical for adults, for children, for anybody in any situation. If that was all you'd learned, I would say this was a success. You've completely blown that out of the water and done way more. But I mean, there, it's just remarkable how well you've done, how consistent you've been. I'm looking at the green versus the red in terms of, I'm assuming the green days were the days where you were on point, the red days were the days in which you went over or you went over your calories. I mean, so on month one, you have 4 red days for your nutrition. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure if I'm kind of counting it by like actual month to month and not necessarily week, like 4 weeks to 8 weeks. So I consider it 5 because the 29th.
Yep.
But, and it's funny because I originally only wanted 4, but I didn't feel bad about having that 5th day.
Good. Oh, that was the day that you had the cake testing anyway, right?
Yeah. I mean, so it was completely unplanned. And like, I planned on finishing out the month without messing up. And I just said, screw it. And was like, I'm just going to eat well the whole day and just do what I can.
If you told me that you stayed consistent with your and hit your calories on the day that you went cake testing for your wedding, I would have said, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You're lying.
I would have been so mad. I just miscounted.
Bring a scale there.
Oh my God. Don't get me started. And then Googling, all right, well, how many calories are in the standard carrot cake? Like, no, absolutely not. This is perfect. And 5 days where you don't hit your calories is still 80% consistent.
Right. Like, and it's interesting too, because like, having you like telling me to do this like on a month to month, I found like my inconsistency. So I always thought like, okay, have 2 bigger meals during the week, and then on Sundays you can have like a good meal with, you know, your fiance, and Saturdays I'm by myself, so don't, you know, you'll be fine hitting those numbers. But every Saturday without fail I went over. So now I'm just, as you can kind of see in the spreadsheet, I've been readjusting it. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the most part are my high days. Mm. And if I have a high day earlier in the week, it's okay because I can just take it away from like Friday.
I love this. This
like
is
saving it, you know, instead of like forcing high days, I just save them and then I can just go crazy if I need to.
I think this is one of the best benefits of calorie cycling with that right. People get, where what you're describing is the knowledge of understanding that fat loss or fat gain doesn't happen on any given day. It's not like any given day will make or break your progress. It's what happens over the long term. And if we break that down into calorie cycling, you know that if you eat more on one day, then throughout the rest of the week, you can adjust and know you didn't like ruin. Most people, if they go over their calories on one day, they're like, they throw their hands in the air, they say, screw it, and they give up and quit. But from your approach, you're not looking at that one day as a win or a loss. You're looking at that as just simply one day, and then you'll adjust the following day to move forward. And you did it just looking at your calories. Like, there were no days in which you starved yourself. Like, you didn't punish yourself. Your calories look like they were more every single day than they would have been when you tried to lose weight prior. The lowest that I see is 1528, and that was one day, and all the rest are almost all above 1600, and then some. There's a significant number well over 2000. This is of such a sustainable caloric intake, especially from a fat loss perspective. This is just, it's perfect. So the method you're describing, it sounds like you did the weekend warrior for the most part, where you would eat, you would have your lower calorie days Monday through Thursday and then higher calorie Friday through Sunday to give yourself more leeway on the weekends.
Yeah, it's basically what it ended up happening towards the end. Like, once I figured out like what my body needs and wants throughout the week based on like the workouts that I'm doing. Cause there's definitely some days where, you know, the day before you may have worked out way harder and your body just wants way more. So I just try to like listen to it. And then this month I'm going to adjust according to like how that first month went.
Perfect. This is, I'm so excited with all of this. So is there anything else nutrition wise that you wanted to discuss or anything else you wanted to cover before we go into workouts or anything?
I think the only thing I wanted to talk about was whether or not month two, I should stay the same, just because like I have hit this consistent, like 3 weeks of being in the 179 to 180 range. So I didn't know if I should decrease a little bit or just stay the course for like another couple weeks.
So here's what I'm seeing. I guess we're going to jump to the exercise a little bit early. So here's
sorry,
what I think.
Sorry, we can wait.
No. My answer to that lies in a little bit of the exercise. Okay. So I would say the short answer is no, I don't want you to change anything.
Okay.
Mainly I'm just looking at the average weight loss, which is it's very, like looks right about between 3 to 4 pounds over the course of the month. Yeah. So just about a pound a week or so, which is there's no reason to change it if it's not broken. It also looks like just from looking at your data that you do tend to stick at a certain weight for a significant period of time and then you have a drop. From what I'm seeing, it seems like that seems to be a pattern for you, and we'll see more by the end of the next month. But for me, just looking at your weight pattern, it's like you seem to stay at a weight, you'll stay there, boom, drop, and then you'll stay, and then drop, stay, and drop. So I would just want to catch this pattern a little bit more. The other thing is I do, in terms of especially this month in April, it looks like you have not been consistent with your steps very much.
That'd have been terrible.
So
we got our vaccine, the first vaccine on the first or the second, one of those days. And I reacted kind of poorly to it.
Shit. I'm sorry. That sucks.
No. Yeah. So that was just why my steps were low, but, they definitely have to get better now that, I mean, they have been getting better now that I feel better, but I got like super sick for a couple of days.
Well, I'm glad in that case that you didn't force yourself to do that when you were sick. If you're feeling better, it looks like yesterday you got over 7,000, which is great. So yesterday you hit your steps. It's the first day in April that you hit your steps.
Yep.
So what I, and just to reiterate, 7,000, at least 7,000 is what we're shooting for, correct?
Yes. Well, the first month you said 5,000. This month I was increasing it to 6. I just did by 1,000.
Perfect.
I went up.
Got it. That was my mistake. Okay. So at least 5,000. So you did very well with it on the first month. It looks like you had 8 days where you didn't hit 5,000 the first month, which
it's
is
pretty
like,
much always Saturdays. Cause that's like my day of doing nothing. So I need to get more active on Saturdays.
And even then, like it's only 8 days. The vast majority you were consistent. You did very, very well. So I'm not too concerned about that. And looking at the numbers, I would say if you averaged it out, like some days you got up to 10,000, some days 9,000, so that other days 8,000. So I bet if you averaged it out, even on the days that you didn't get to 5,000, you were probably on average between 5,000 to 6,000 for the month.
Yep,
which I think
it was. You're pretty spot on. It was 5,767 was the average for week 1 through 4.
God, I'm good. Jeez.
magician in you.
So for month 2, I would like to have a minimum going forward, really do your best to get 5,000. If you can get up to 6, I think that would be great. I think the challenge for you going forward, since you have 4 days of not getting at least 5,000 in, got 5,000 the first day. What I would say, try not to have more than 8 red days for steps in this month. So try to keep it keep the status quo to where you were last month on steps. I have a feeling that as you get your steps back up and you start moving again, you're going to see the weight drop as long as you stay within your calories. I'm hesitant to drop your calories just yet, just because I do think your weight will continue to drop even if we don't lower it. But I think obviously movement and nutrition, that's like the two main aspects of this, right? So calories in, calories out. I would love to just see, because you've done such a good job of improving your relationship with food and you've also seen such good progress both mentally and with your weight loss, I would say the next thing to focus on for this month is activity. Let's keep making progress with the relationship with food. Let's keep crushing it exactly as you are. I think because you did such a good job, like you didn't binge this month. That's incredible. To go from binging consistently to not binging is a remarkable feat. And the last thing I would want to do is say, hey, let's lower calories and risk that. So let's keep calories exactly where they are. and just focus on doing your best to increase your step count. There's no need to go above 10. Like if you go above 10 on a random day, that's fine. But I don't want you to feel like, oh man, because I'm keeping my calories the same, I need to increase more and more and more. That's not what I want you to do. I just want you to get a minimum of 5 to 6 a day and we'll keep track of your weight.
And it's funny that you said that because before this call, I wrote out my April goals and I literally wrote move more and I wrote neat.
Yeah, I love that. That's
perfect. We're literally on the same page.
We are very much in sync. And that goes to show how much your mindset has improved in terms of looking at progress from a long-term perspective, in terms of not looking at like a one thing and thinking that you failed. Like you're choosing something to focus on, something that you have control over, and it's something small. I don't think most people would think of like, oh, getting steps in as such an important part in their journey, if you want to call it that. But for you to be able to pick that out and say, okay, I'm looking at my consistency with nutrition. I'm looking at my consistency with binging. I'm looking at my consistency with weigh-ins. I'm looking at my consistency with steps. Cool. Steps is the one that needs the most work. Let's focus on that. It's these small observations that really pay off long-term. It's very impressive how well you're doing mentally and practically.
It feels good. Like it's stupid to say, but it feels like a weight like lifted off your shoulders, you know, like just being able to, I don't know. Like there were so many times, like anytime we go out anywhere, my fiance's always like, will this fit in your macros? Cause he knows that I was always so nuts about it. And like not having to like necessarily stress about it and still seeing progress feels good.
It doesn't sound stupid at all. It sounds incredible. And I think there are probably many people who will listen to this who will be like, I wish I could get to where you are right now. And I think one of the coolest parts about that is like, number one, they can listen to the first episode. Just so you know, there's a difference in your tone of voice between this first episode and this. Seriously, you should go back and listen. Like when I publish this, I'll publish it within the next week or so. Listen to the first episode, listen to this episode, and you'll hear in your voice, you speak differently. Like you are so much more confident now, it sounds like. And tell me if I'm wrong, you sound more confident in your ability to really do this. Like, is that true?
Oh, 100%. Like I was still, like I was excited after our first call and I was ready to dive in, but I was still defeated. Like I still felt terrible about my weight. I felt terrible looking at myself. And I mean, I've lost like 4 pounds and that's not like something that's going to be super noticeable just yet, but I feel lighter. Like that sounds really silly to say, but like I feel more confident even though it's only been, you know, 1/5 of my goal.
I love that. And it's happened while you were eating more calories. Right. Cause that was a big hang up, on the first call where it was the idea of eating more calories it's scary for people.
It's funny too, because if you look at, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but if you look at the first week calories, I tried, and what I had said to you was, I'm probably going to try to stay closer to the 1500 or the 1900. Mm-hmm. And I did that in the first week, didn't really see progress. I mean, I saw progress, so I felt, you know, good. Like by day one to day four, I was down like 2 pounds, but I threw that to the wind and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do what I should be doing, which is eating at the highest range of my calories. And that's what I tried to do. Like I tried to really push the 2100 and really push the 1700, as you can kind of see for the most part throughout. And then that's when I started seeing like the most progress. So it makes me confident because if we did take away from calories, we wouldn't have to take away from the 1500 or the 1900. We'd be taking away from the higher end.
I love this. This is so good. And as I'm looking even more closely at your weight, I know you were asking earlier, hey, should we lower my calories? And I really want you to go through. I'll post the picture of month one and month two on my story so people can compare. But if you look at month one and we compare like month one, day one to month two, day two, like we're seeing such a clear downward trend. This is another reason why I don't want to decrease your calories just yet, because you had that period from like week two through week three where you stayed like just above the 180s and you were there for like that 2 week period, but you stayed consistent, you stuck with it. And then what's funny is after a day of 2254 calories, you dropped a pound and a half. March 20th to March 21st, you dropped a pound and a half after eating significantly more than you ever would have.
And only getting 1,700 steps. Not that I'm a proponent for not walking, but you always think like, oh, I'm going to have the biggest success because I underate my calories and I went super hard in the gym. And then those days where I barely hit my calories and went super hard in the gym, I saw an increase. So it just kind of made me feel better about like rest days and eating more.
Yeah. And just knowing that the scale, it doesn't tell you the whole truth, especially when you look at it on a day-to-day perspective. It's why you need to be able to have a spreadsheet like this and look at it from the outside so you can compare it month to month. And what's going to be very cool looking forward is we'll be able to track your spikes and your whooshes going forward. So as you continue to track your progress like this, we'll be able to compare month to month to month. Okay, so we know, for example, what we could look at and say, we know that on right around between like the 7th to 10th of the month, or maybe like between the 10th to the 13th of the month, you have a spike, right? Like we can see there was a slight spike there. I don't know yet because we're not there on month two or month three or month four yet, but we'll be able to see when your weight might spike naturally and when it might drop naturally so that eventually you'll know your body well enough to say, I know that my weight spikes up around now and it goes down around now just based on the trend. And we'll be able to look. So going back to the original point of not increasing your calories, I'll want to look and continue to compare month to month on the actual day. So like March 20th to April 20th, March 21st to April 21st. And we should be seeing a consistent downward trend like that. If I'll say this, if we get to the end of month two and you're still, I would say, right around the 179 to 180 range by the end of month two, that's when we consider dropping calories slightly.
Right.
And if we do that, we would take it from your higher calorie days, not your lower calorie days. We would just cut those down a little bit. I think a lot of times people get a little bit hasty with it and they would take them from both days,
right.
But there's no reason to do that. We just drop the higher calorie days down a
Makes
little
sense.
Bit and that's it. But I think you're spot on. Let's really, really crush your steps this month. Let's make that a priority and keep everything else the same. We don't want to change too much at once. So let's keep your steps the priority with like the, it sounds like you're great with higher calories now. It sounds like you believe in it and you trust it, but let's still keep that top of mind to be okay eating more and crush it for the rest of the month.
Right. Yeah, no, I look forward to those high calorie days.
You and me both.
I got disappointed at the end of last week. So I was like, as you saw on the 4th, I only hit 1906 because I don't remember what happened that day, but I was like disappointed in myself for not taking full advantage of a high calorie day.
I get it. Yeah. You want to use them when you have them. Why not?
Right.
Do you have any questions going into this month? Is there anything that we haven't covered that you want to cover before we go into the rest of April?
No, I mean, not really. I mean, my only questions coming in, you've already answered, were the calories and, you know, should I be doing more? And that's kind of just the always question is, should I be doing more? But I think I even had this talk with somebody that was in the inner circle. Someone had asked, like, should they be doing a lot more cardio? And I had said, I always look at cardio as like your last resort, because if you're doing 30 minutes of cardio every day and you plateau, then you're going to now have to do an hour of cardio every day. Mm-hmm. So I keep trying to remind myself, like, save the cardio in the back pocket for when you need it. And that's the hardest thing. Like, I just want to force myself to do more, but I know that's not the right course of action.
Yeah, more is not always better. And if you start off doing too much, you really dig yourself into a hole where it's like, well, shit, how am I going to get out of this?
Right.
I think you're smart to like, I actually like a lot that now the focus is getting your steps in, because if you had been doing, I don't know, like at least 7,000-8,000 steps a day, every day from the beginning, it would have, I don't know if we would have seen that much of a difference in weight. In which case maybe you would have felt like then shit, I need to do even more. I need to do even more. The fact that it wasn't that high in steps and that is something you can improve, it will be very cool to see how that changes things. And it's also, it goes in line sort of with goal stacking. You focus on one thing at a time. If you try and do everything at once, you're not going to do anything. But if you do right. one thing at a time, now you really give yourself an opportunity to improve. And by the end of 3 months doing the Unicorn Strong Challenge, you could have accomplished a tremendous amount, which you already have, and it's only been barely over a month.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree. The spreadsheet kind of helped me like release any like frustrations I had, just because I just like wouldn't focus on like where I was at. It was just kind of like, okay, I tried to view it like how you would view it. Step on the scale, take the stat, record the stat, move on. And that's how I just kept trying to remind myself, like with the exception of week two when I had that mini spiral, I just kept just record the stat and move on from that. Like don't like try to overanalyze it.
Good. It sounds like you're doing everything perfectly. You're super smart. You're very pragmatic with it. You're being very patient. I like that we have the record of that email about 2 weeks in, because it's very human. It's very real. It shows like there was a struggle along with it. It's not just all sunshines and rainbows and unicorns. So I love this, and I'm very excited to see how you do it going forward in the next month. Please, please keep me posted. If you need anything, you know where to reach me. But I'm stoked. I couldn't be more impressed and proud of you. And I am very excited to see how you do in the coming month, really focusing on obviously everything we've already done, but also really emphasizing your steps.
Right. Thank you. I'm excited too.
Let's do it. You ready?
I'm ready.
Amazing. We'll give your fiance my love. Tell him I say hello, and I will speak to you soon. All right.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Jordan.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That wraps it up for this episode of the Jordan Syatt Mini Podcast. Carolyn, thank you so much for coming on. You were absolutely crushing it. To everybody listening, I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes. They help a lot. And if you'd like to join the Inner Circle and get started with the Unicorn Strong Challenge, you can do that at the link in the show notes or go to www.sfinnercircle.com.